This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on this...
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tariffs rescinded on Mexico and Canada. For now, President Trump pulling back on a 25% tax on imports for most items until next month. He said it wasn't because stocks were in a tailspin all day.
Nothing to do with the market. I'm not even looking at the market because long term, the United States will be very strong with what's happening here.
All the indices tanked. The main gauge, the S&P, fell almost 2%. The NASDAQ dropped 2.6%. The number of monarch butterflies wintering in the mountains west of Mexico City rebounded this year, doubling the area they covered in 2024. But the same is not true north of the border, where the milkweed they need to lay their eggs is disappearing due to drought. A superseding indictment against Sean Combs contains no new charges, but includes additional allegations of forced labor under the racketeering conspiracy count, long hours under threat of physical and reputational harm, it is alleged, and he denies. This is ABC News. Things are looking bleak for Al Green. Days after waving his cane and shouting at the president during Trump's speech to Congress, 10 members of his own party joined the Republicans in censuring the freshman congressman. And now, as ABC's Stephen Portnoy reports...
His censure is not enough. Urging what he calls real consequences, the chair of the conservative group says Texas Democrat Al Green should be stripped of his committee assignments for disrupting the president's speech. Green is one of five members of the House to be censured in the past 5 years, in a procedure that used to be invoked far less often.
Members of the Freedom Caucus now want more than censure. It must have felt like their prayers were being answered today. When today, day 22 of the Pope's hospitalization, the faithful heard his voice fill St. Peter's Square. Francis recorded a thank you in Spanish in a voice some described as thin. Then again, he is 88 with double pneumonia. The Vatican says the Pope is stable, so stable the next update will be Saturday. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, we're squad about that.
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tariffs rescinded on Mexico and Canada. For now, President Trump pulling back on a 25% tax on imports for most items until next month. He said it wasn't because stocks were in a tailspin all day.
Nothing to do with the market. I'm not even looking at the market because long term, the United States will be very strong with what's happening here.
All the indices tanked. The main gauge, the S&P, fell almost 2%. The NASDAQ dropped 2.6%. The number of monarch butterflies wintering in the mountains west of Mexico City rebounded this year, doubling the area they covered in 2024. But the same is not true north of the border, where the milkweed they need to lay their eggs is disappearing due to drought. A superseding indictment against Sean Combs contains no new charges, but includes additional allegations of forced labor under the racketeering conspiracy count, long hours under threat of physical and reputational harm, it is alleged, and he denies. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, maybe a rain or snow shower, and highs near 40. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. It's 39 right now.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as we hit the end of the Big Ten regular season coming up on Saturday afternoon against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Badgers taking care of the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Wednesday night. Another close one. They've had a lot of close games, but the Badgers have won nine straight now against Minnesota. Wisconsin winning last night 74-67. On tonight's show, we're going to go to the bigs. My broadcast partner, Brian Butch, will also check in with Greg Steensma, the Badgers' director of player development. Those two guys, teammates, Big Ten champions back in the 2008 season. Let's talk about this year as we bring in Badgers head coach Greg Gard. It seems like with Minnesota, yes, the Badgers have won nine in a row. Think back, seven of those are close, but that's what border rivalries are about, though, right?
It is, you know, and I guess really other than the game here earlier this year, they all have been relatively close, and it just... You know it's going to be, you can throw out the records and it sounds cliche, but specifically going up there, their senior night, the border, conversation that goes on and obviously us having, quite a few guys from Minnesota and the success they've had here. And there's obviously a lot, and we had a lot of Badger fans there too. And so it's just, it's good for our program. It's good for their program. I think it's maybe the only game all year they sold out. So it's it's college basketball in March, right? They're all going to be competitive, and we're able to find a way, be a little cleaner in the second half and get some things done defensively and be able to get one on the left-hand side on the road.
I was wondering what the crowd was going to be like because they had the snowstorm and the high winds and all of that. It had stopped fairly early in the day. But you're right. It was 14,000 plus. Badger fans were there. You heard chants of "Let's go Badgers." You heard other chants of "Bleep bleep bleep Badgers." But it was a great vibe in that building, though. And it is like, oh yeah, this is still college basketball.
Yeah, and we did our part to keep liven the crowd up a little bit about midway through that second half with three threes in a row for them to be able to cut that lead. But how we responded, I think, was, with 11 minutes ago, there's a lot of basketball left to be played. So don't hit the panic button. Just stay. Let's get back to guarding and getting the best shots we can get. And I like how we responded and handled a little push from them.
Boy, in the early going, really throughout the night, John Blackwell, he was an aggressor out there on the floor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, the pace that he plays with, and obviously our whole team plays with, but man, I'm going through the film last night on the flight home since we had a longer de-ice session than normal. I was able to get through the whole film on the plane, and two or three times we went from made basket to at the rim on the other end really quickly, and he was a big part of that. And we had a couple opportunities that got away from us too. We dropped a ball, we missed a layup in transition, but he definitely was a catalyst of really pushing the pace.
We've talked about the depth all season, and it came in play again, particularly in the second half. Carter Gilmore and Jack Janicki. It's not maybe the best thing about this is it's not the first time those guys have stepped up big, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's they both made plays, and I think just the Gilmore's offensive rebound and gets fouled, he makes the play in the shot clock when I'm yelling shoot it from the top of the key, and he has a better idea to drive it and play off one leg, and obviously Jack's activity, just he got an offensive rebound loose that ended up being Blackwell three-point play that kind of sealed the game there to put us up eight or nine. But they just, Jack came out with one less half a tooth as he did a face. He hit that, for watching the film, man, he did a little face plant there. And Blackwell's right there to point to where his tooth was on the floor. So being roommates, any good roommate, will point where your knocked out chipped tooth is.
And held it up with pride,
yes,
too, for
yes.
everybody.
So. That story will grow, Matt. You talk about wait till they get to Alumni Day in 10 years about how he did it for the state school and lost tooth in battle and declared victory as he held it up.
He went true hockey player mode. And even, you know, the picture that social media on the Wisconsin basketball account, you know, the big old smile with a little bit of a gap in there. But that's when I saw, even from where we were broadcasting, I could see Coach Sharif Chandler's big old smile on his face. Once you knew he was okay, because it was a face plant. But then it's like, oh, okay, this is a source of pride right here, what we're seeing.
Yeah, he held that chip too, or that piece up with a lot of pride, as, like I said, he declared victory.
You know, we mentioned before the game, and every year with the guys from Minnesota on the Wisconsin roster, you don't make it into a big deal. Like you know, the same way if you go to Michigan for John Blackwell, so on and so forth, Northwestern for Xavier Amos. But if you're somebody like Steven Crowell, you have a pretty good record.
Yeah, it can't get any better.
Beat 1,000%.
Yeah. You know, and I don't need to, because it really doesn't matter who we play. These guys are competitive. They want to win every game. But I don't need to throw any gas on their fire for this. They know. They're going back. A lot of friends and family there. There's a pride with it, of wearing that jersey and why they decided to come here. And what, you know, I'm sure they take during starting the lineups, they always hear it for a little bit from the crowd. So it's for them, the scoreboard is always the final answer. So just happy for those guys, because obviously they've given us a lot here. All of them, going back to Cameron Taylor was the first one that came, and there's been dozens of them since, and they've all had really good careers here and helped us win a lot of games.
It is fun to see a lot of Badger fans anytime you're on, obviously at the Kohl Center, but anytime on the road, a lot of them are there. Some familiar faces too. The Davisons were in the house.
Yeah.
And just the pride that the fans have in this team again this year, yeah. Whether they live in Minneapolis or Western Wisconsin, that means something, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I got an email from a coach this morning in Western Wisconsin that was there, that watched our guys sign autographs after the game and just, it's a one chance, you know, they get to see us or their kids get to see us if tickets are more accessible. And it's obviously closer from that upper northwest corner of the state to get to Minneapolis than it is to Madison. But then also Jared Berggren, Jordan Taylor, Tim Jarmus, all there last night and down to see the guys after the locker room. So it's in the locker room after the game. So that's, and like I said, you mentioned the pride, whether it's former players, whether it's parents of former players, or, you know, dozens of people that traveled there and that I knew that were, you know, get a chance to see us. And that's an intimate environment where you can get pretty up close, you know, and it was a fun night.
It is. That connection is priceless, isn't it? Those former players. I mean, you see them here at the Kohl Center, obviously, but anytime on the road, you know, like Clayton Hansen, when you guys were at Northwestern a little over a month ago, he's there. That is, you know, the wins, the losses, we've talked many times, the bus rides and all that, but post-playing career, if it was last year or if it was 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, that door is open for those guys.
Yeah, yeah, and they know they're welcome back at any point in time, regardless of when they played here. You know, and it's awesome to see. They're all busy. I'd love to have them all back all the time, but they know, or I know, they got really busy lives. But and they always say, Coach, we don't want to bother you. We don't want to bug you. And I was like, come on, man, you know where my office is. Come on in. And so I know a lot of them come here to games, but yet, you know, go on to other things, whether it's watering holes after games or what they do, or just say, I don't want to bug Coach right now. But it's awesome to see them. There was a lot of red in there last night.
Yeah, it was. It was loud. It was a fun atmosphere. Badgers defeating Minnesota, getting ready for Penn State on Saturday. Senior Day, we'll talk about the six Badger seniors be recognized on Saturday as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Plug into powerful savings with CeraWire products at Menards. CeraWire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Menards stocks convenient pre-cut lengths of wire and cable products for all of your indoor and outdoor projects. Hurry in now and save big money on CeraWire at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. We'll be right back. Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. In a few minutes, we'll check in with Director of Player Development, Greg Steemsma. Little sneak preview there. I asked Steemer, has it been what you hoped? And pretty emphatic yes. I think for you having him back, too, that's been big, hasn't it?
It has. You know, I think he's been a really perfect fit for the rest of the, you know, the blend with the rest of the staff, and obviously his knowledge and expertise and experience that he passes on to the players every day. I think it's been, like I said, it's fit exactly how I had envisioned it would fit, and obviously I think it shows with how our players have made jumps and improved, and they're just the buy-in that I see from our players. You know, obviously you're talking to somebody that played with some of the game's best and against some of the game's best and worked with some of the current best. So it's been really neat to watch it all come together like we thought.
The six seniors being recognized, as we just recorded a TV segment a little while ago as we record this in the middle of the afternoon here. But there's always the emotional part of that, right? They get introduced, then they have to, like, okay, you refocus. We've talked about this probably every year, but for these guys, it's the first time.
Yeah.
First time being recognized as seniors. So everybody's different, but some emotions are going to hit harder than others, right?
There should be emotions, right? If they're invested in it, like I know they are, their families have invested in it, it really means a lot. It means a lot. And that last time you're walking out, I always tell the freshmen, I said, hey, don't blink. It's going to go by fast. Just ask the guy sitting up in the back row. And before you know it, you're making that walk. But yeah, I mean, it's a crowd will hopefully give them a well-deserved recognition and be here early for that. And then we got to go play, right, and play well. And obviously we're chasing a lot of things yet as we come down here to the last game of the regular season.
When I ask guys that question, what piece of advice would you give to the younger guys? That's one of them. It goes fast. And I asked Kamari McGee this earlier in the week. He said, hey, it's, you know, if it's a cloudy day, it'll get better. The sun will come out. And he doesn't let it – as jovial as he is, he doesn't let himself get too carried away one way or the other. It's a controlled – emotion with him.
I guess. Yeah, he is very, even though you see the smile all the time, and I always said he's the glass half full guy, not the glass half empty, but you're right about he doesn't go through the peaks and valleys. He plays stays pretty consistent. You know, I think that's helped him. You know, I think just the maturity I've watched him develop and evolve with over the time he's been here, and obviously he's gotten much better and grown dramatically as a player, but just his leadership. I mean, he doesn't even score last night, but he had 5 assists, no turnovers, but his voice in those huddles when Minnesota was making that run back was just hey, here's what we need to take care of, and this is ours. And like I said, just that voice of reason. It's one thing to come from a coach, but when you got peers saying it, you got teammates saying it, that I think really resonates with his teammates.
And he's sitting there about 3.5 to 1 assist to turnover ratio this season, which is just terrific work. With this group, Steven Crowell, 101 wins. I bet you he's as proud of that as anything, right? But just that steadying influence, competitive. We've talked about him. He had the rough stretch in December, fought through that, and moving forward, he's a huge key.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's going to we're going to need him to continue to play well. But you're right about the one word with him has been steady. You know, there hasn't been. There's been a dip here or there. But by and large, the time he's been in that lineup, you know, from basically his sophomore year on, first, you know, that cardboard cutout year, he backed up Potter and Reavers and really didn't play much at all. But just from then on, you know, he started on the Big Ten championship team as a sophomore in 22 and just been so steady for us, just very dependable. We know we can count on Steve. And like I said, it's been good to know you have an anchor there in the middle that you know what you're going to get from, you know what you can depend on him for. And obviously you got to keep pushing buttons and keep, because he's still a too unselfish, too nice of a guy. I've tried to rough him up a little bit and use some sandpaper vocabulary at times to get him to, but he's just, I think that's what's made him so steady. He doesn't get too blistered if I go at him, and doesn't get too low if things don't go well. So that's as a coach, that's a very comforting feeling, you know, and you got somebody you can really count on there.
It's probably more noticeable with a bigger class like this, being half a dozen of them, but the personalities are, you know, considerably different. It's the not everybody is unique, but Max Klusman, he's a guy who's going to, he will talk, he'll be vocal, he'll say what needs to be said. But imagine right now you're protecting him from himself, right? You're just trying to get him back to health.
Yeah.
I would imagine he's about ready to bust out and go play again, but you got to be smart about it.
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, the tempered, you know, calculation that you take through this as he's working his way back. And that's the nice thing about it being out of my hands. I go by what the doctors and the trainers say and what Max wants to do and how Max feels, and they evaluate it. They make the determination when he comes back. But he's obviously making a lot of progress, and we're hoping he's back here sooner than later.
You got Penn State coming in. They're going to try to ruin this. Now, it's an interesting dynamic because they're not going to participate in the Big Ten tournament. So somebody had asked me this question earlier today. I suppose if I'm the Badgers here, I'm assuming they're just going to let it rip, be fast, because they're talented dudes.
Yeah, they do. And I don't think I've tried to think of that this morning, Matt, as I was kind of calculating what you were going to ask me today. I don't think I've ever been in a game, in the last game of the regular season, where for one team it was the last game. There's always been something, right? A conference tournament, even time at Platteville. We had the conference tournament our last couple of years there. Every team was in it. Milwaukee and the MCC at that time, every team was in it. So there was no, and obviously up until this year, the Big Ten tournament, every team was in it. So I've never been in that position where, you know, here we have three teams that aren't going to play beyond this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, one of them is still to be decided, but Penn State and Washington are in the last, you know, hours of their season. So I would expect nothing less than Penn State to come in, you know, full blast, nothing to lose. And we have to prepare for that here over the next 48 hours.
It's interesting you say that. I'm just trying to think as in my time as a broadcaster, Steve Yoder's last game, 1992. They were below 500. They were not going to make the NIT. Even Stan's year, they were teetering, lost the last game. But had they won it, they might have been able to get into the NIT. The only other time was 10 years ago when you played for the national championship. That's when I walked in there going, this is it.
Right.
This is the last game.
Yeah.
But it's a just different dynamic now.
It is a different, completely. Like I said, I have had to really rack my brain, which isn't much to rack, but to really kind of think back to maybe when I was coaching in junior high. Mm-hmm. We had no tournament. You went to the last if you the last game of the regular season. If you didn't have one of those little youth tournaments propped up in March sometime, this was it.
On the pizza party.
Right? Exactly. Let's turn in your jersey.
Got about a minute left here. They are an old Penn State. I know it's been a struggle. They've lost a lot of close games. Ace Baldwin, though, man, he's a problem, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and just very mature. A lot like the really good point guards in our league. Braden Smith, Jakachonis at Illinois, just really has command of the team, plays with, you know, can play changey speeds, and he's got probably more speed than those two guys do. And then they got people around him. The big kid, Conan, inside is a load, long. Hicks has really shot the ball well from three as a four, and they kind of get you in some funky situations of how to guard him with his mobility. He runs around at 6'8 like a shooting guard, but you have to kind of guard him with your four. So it's a team, like you mentioned, a lot of close games. They play really hard. And obviously the dynamic of last game of the year comes into play. But we know, regardless, last game or not, this is important for us because it's our, you know, seniors here at home. We want to make sure we send them out on the right note.
All right, coverage starts at 11 a.m. Tip time set for noon on Saturday. We'll take a break. We'll check in with Greg Steensma as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, as we have a chance to visit with Badgers Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma, in his first year back on the staff after having played here, part of that 2008 Big Ten regular season and tournament championship team that went on to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Number of years professionally, including 4 years in the NBA and several years on NBA staffs, most recently with the San Antonio Spurs. But happy to be back here. We visited with him back before the first game was played this season. He had that gleam in his eye of being back at his alma mater. I asked him if it's been everything he had hoped for here in year one.
I think it's been what I hoped for and then some. Obviously, winning helps, but winning is what we do here, and that's expected. And it's made the transition just really enjoyable. And not just that, like how willing the guys have been to like accept some of the little stuff I got for them, the little tidbits and little advice here and there, and having a voice in the room with coach and with Joe and with Kirk, like collaborating on some stuff, like it's just been a ton of fun. And my expectations were a little bit uncertain of what it was going to be like, and it's been an exceedingly awesome experience so far.
The cool part, even for someone like me to watch, is that all you guys, you know the lay of the land here. Even Lance, he's a Wisconsin guy, first year at the University of Wisconsin. But you guys have also been other places, so you bring fresh ideas, but you know how things operate here. I mean, it's fun to watch it. It's got to be a blast for you guys to be a part of.
Yeah, I've kind of been saying, like, there's enough of the same of, when I was here. Obviously, just the history and everything that was built by guys before me and guys, teammates I was a part of and everything. And so there's enough that's kind of the same, but there's also enough that's different for me to still be able to learn and adapt and fill and try to add some value in places, not necessarily in where they were lacking, but just adding another voice of experience and different path and different basketball life, with different basketball journey. And so yeah, it's definitely, there's still a little like nostalgia, like walking into the Kohl Center every day and just like the things you pour into this as a 18, 19 year old to, 3, 4, 5 years in. Now to come back as like an old guy and this is still my job, and like I just think it's just been a ton of fun, and I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to add value where I can see that it needs it.
You catch yourself this time of year kind of flat when you have a few free moments flashing back of like, oh yeah, I was part of this team, that you're in contention for championships, you're getting ready for the NCAA tournament, those feelings start to come back?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like there was a time the other day warming up for Michigan State where we kind of like, we call them our pregame vitamins, and we're going through passing and stuff, and all of a sudden like their students kind of start filling in, and we hear them chirp a little bit, and it's just like all of a sudden I'm starting to maybe pass it. My passes are getting a little bit tighter, and I'm zipping the ball, and I'm banging on Steve, getting ready. Like all of a sudden I'm getting kind of fired up, and you feed off that energy a little bit, and just something about March basketball, and to be back in this space where it does mean more, and it's what we all prepare for. I mean, everything else is preparation for this, and so. The build up and the lead up is important. Our execution on the stretch here is going to be vital to set us up to have a heck of a lot more fun here in the next few weeks.
I want to ask you about a couple of the bigs here. Obviously, as we talk, Nolan's coming off what should be, I don't know if it's been corrected, it should be, it was a double-double, but he had the 17 rebounds. This is your first year working with him, but can you still put in perspective the Nolan Winter you first met to what he's doing right now?
I think you go back in like almost 6 week segments of like, where was he at 6 weeks ago versus now, and the strides he's made, offensively, defensively, physicality wise, mentality wise. I was kind of giving him a hard time today. Like, he's only like
6 or 7 months into this 7-foot, 230-pound frame. So, like, he doesn't even know what to do with it yet sometimes. And that's awesome as a young guy to, like, be figuring it out and be putting the time in and the work and the extra shots and the extra film work and stuff. Like, he deserves all the success that he's having, and it's just going to keep building from here.
I asked him a couple weeks ago because he was talking about you. He says, yeah, you know, Coach Steen has given me all this great advice. And what's some of the better pieces of advice he's given you? And he said, keep shooting, right? It's a confidence thing, right?
I mean, I think maybe that's kind of like the NBA side of it a little bit. Like, it's a make and miss league, and that's, you know, kind of the simplified version at times of, like, what we kind of hanging on. But, I mean, I kind of tell him, like, hey, I have this crazy concept for you, and I'm like, shoot him when you're open. And there's been some nights where he's been open a lot. And so, because we, like I said, like, this offense and the way it plays, our style of play, like, we're going to live with the result. Like, even a couple misses, I'm good with that. Like, I've tried to be supportive of these guys a few times. Like, you know what the best part about, like, starting 1 for 5 is being, you know, 5 for 8 or 5 for 9 or whatever it is. Like, those next few just got to rattle off, and without hesitating about the first few. You know, as a player, I didn't have any part of that, so I've had to learn that from other guys, and guys much more talented and skilled than I was. But it's just one of those things. Like, confidence has always been a powerful tool for me, and so if I can influence a little bit into these guys, sometimes that's all it takes.
It's fascinating to watch the evolution, if it's NBA influence or just basketball globally. Is that maybe a better way to describe what's happening?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's just the, obviously, like, the faster play and the style and everything else, you know, is going, trending the way that the game has been going for a while now. And, yeah, like, support it globally. I mean, everybody's so skilled now. Everybody can play, and you can play the best defense in the world, and guys are so good now, they just still make shots. And we got to be a little more okay with that than I think we had, like, than Wisconsin's used to. I mean, the keep them to 55 and we score 60, you know, mindset a little bit. We still obviously, like, have our defensive principles and our rules, and we hold guys accountable on defense, and we make it a priority. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, we just kind of got to outscore them. And we're still finding that balance. We're finding a blend of it throughout the season. And sometimes that changes game to game a little bit too, obviously. You know, we're still flexible in that. But at the same time, like, our rules are our rules, and we try to keep everybody accountable to it. And it's been successful for us so far.
I've asked you about Nolan Stevie too, as a guy that I know Coach Garza talks about. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. But he's a really important piece of this thing moving forward, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's, you know, I kind of joke as a big guy myself, we're kind of big parts of anything we do just by sheer size, and he fits that. I mean, he's the anchor for us a lot of times. Like, just, we kind of, if we need something, we go to Steve. You know, if we need a stop, we need to calm us down a little bit, we need a little bit of settling the boat or settling the score a little bit, like, we can always kind of trust Steve and his decision making and his experience that has gone with him from his time here. Definitely, you know, he's going to be a huge part of this March run.
You talked early back in October about the importance of being a star in your role, and it certainly seems like you've got guys that have really wrapped their arms around that this year.
We're so happy for those guys, like, you know, Gilly and Jack and, you know, some of our other bench guys, like even Kamari, to, you know, step up when he's called upon. You know, those are such important roles for successful teams. You know, like, it doesn't really show up on a score sheet or stat book or whatever. Like, it's dive plays, it's hustle stuff, it's a deflection here or there, it's just swinging the ball when it needs to be swung, or it's taking a charge, all these things that, you know, those guys do so well. But then on top of that, like, they've also been able to make some clutch shots and make some big buckets or get a steal at the right time. And, yeah, it's just been so much fun to see those guys because of the types of guys they are, the types of players, and, like, they've embraced that role. They know what their role is, and, yeah, it's just fun to see those guys. Like, I mean, that's who I was. I was a role player my entire career, and it's fun to see the role-playing guys. If it's your job to go out there and get 2 rebounds and you come back with 3, like, you're high-fiving as much as it is to score 30 points. Obviously, there's, you know, importance of different things, but, you know, that's just – my little soft spot, I guess, for me is
I love seeing those guys just play well.
Let me ask you one more thing here about the younger guys, Ricardo Greppi, because it looked like he was on the brink of getting some run, and then around Christmas time he gets hurt. That cost him some time. Give us your thoughts on him, because he just seems like someone, as he continues to get stronger and, you know, more and more work in the weight room, he could be a pretty valuable piece here.
Yeah, he's, again, just the big human being type of factor. He's been great. I was talking to somebody about him not too long ago, and he's a guy that, and no surprise, like, he's done everything we've asked him to do. If we've asked him to put some extra work in here, he does it. We asked him, he plays 3x3, and he's been great in that. All of our guys have been playing 3-on-3. Like, it's been fun to see those guys progress throughout the year, like, and kind of stepping out and shooting some threes in that, getting some blocks, and catching an alley-oop here and there, and pocket passes, and all the little stuff that we are pounding, even like our starters Steve and Nolan on that stuff. Like, he's also hearing some of that and understand the importance of that's how our post players need to play, you know, and in practice. And he tries to fill the scout role of doing what the other big guy on the other team is supposed to do, and sometimes, you know, it almost puts them in a little bit of a box, or they don't, if they're not much of a passer, he can't help but to zing a back door once in a while. And his vision for the court is unbelievable. So it's good opportunity for those guys when they do play a 3x3 that he's getting, you know, a few more reps and some live action. And he's doing whatever we've asked him to do, and it's been really fun to see him progress.
And that's Greg Steensma, the Badgers Director of Player Development. Stay with us. More to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of Matt's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of Matt's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show, joined now by Brian Butch, who knows a little bit about Senior Day, although that was a party. You guys were steamrolling Penn State en route to a Big Ten championship back in 2008. But, you know, these guys are going to go through it on Saturday. The good news is it's not their last game. They got plenty of basketball to come. But give us, you know, take us back. The emotions of that game. You guys had a lot on the line, but it was also maybe a little sentimental at the same time?
Well, for sure, because you know it's done. You know, it's the last time that you're going to have a chance to play in the Kohl Center, and there's something special about that. I think it helped knowing we had something to play for. There were still two games left. We had to finish at, you know, home against Penn State, and then we had a road game at Northwestern. And it was a really tight race. Now, we knew that we could win it out, you know, at least a share against Penn State. So that motivation, I think, was the main focus. But you get lost in the emotions. You see your parents. You see everyone that's kind of helped you get to where you're at. Because nobody knows what professional basketball is next. We all had the hopes of playing it. You don't know what. You know, I assumed I was going to play at some level, whether overseas, whatever. But you knew this was the last time that you're going to put the jersey on. And it, being from Wisconsin, growing up in Wisconsin, that meant a lot. It still does. And being able to do this means a lot, to be able to tell stories. But it's emotional and trying to wrap yourself and wrap your head around, okay, handle the emotion, embrace the emotion, and then forget the emotion and go play. Like, there's a lot that you've got to maneuver.
Yeah, I always hear from people that a day can be long. You're into the dog days. Bo's barking at you, or, you know, Greg now, and you've got class. You get, but then when it's over, you kind of wonder what just happened. Like, it flies. Is there something to that?
No, absolutely. You know, we did our stuff before the game. There was also something after the game that we did as far as videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Helped me get a trophy. So that helped. Like, that made it a little bit more enjoyable. When we finally got to the senior videos, we had cut down nets. We had gotten a trophy. So that helps. But it is, and it goes by so quick. I mean, just your time at Wisconsin goes by so quick. But then that day, it's you just try to figure it all out, and then you've got the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
So now you know you've got the next thing, and you're trying to win that.
I always thought that was really interesting in 08 because, you know, the fans come on the floor, you cut down the nets, you get the trophy at Senior Day. And then to get it yourself, you had to go into Northwestern, which you did, low drama. But, man, if ever there was a recipe for a letdown, that was it. But that didn't happen, did it?
Well, no. Ask Auburn how that worked as they lost earlier this week. As far as once they, you know, clinched the SEC championship. Like, it happens a lot. But I always said during that time stretch, I don't like to share. Just ask my sister. So the last thing we were going to do was share anything.
Yeah.
And we can ask Robbie Hummel when we see him next, how that, you know, how he would have liked to share a Big Ten. You know, he would have had a little bit of that. So, but that group wanted to let everybody know we were the best. And we weren't going to share anything. We weren't going to do. And that's why that was the vision going in the Big Ten tournament as well.
Yeah.
We weren't going to share anything. Yeah. We weren't going to share the regular season. We weren't going to share the tournament. We were going to let everyone know we were the best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah. The team, was it 61 wins in 2 years? Was that what it was?
Yeah. It was 60, we went 30 and 5 and 30. 30-6, 31-5.
Yeah, pretty good run. Pretty good couple of year period there. You mentioned there is the Big Ten tournament coming up, and then the NCAA tournament. What changes? I guess my question to you is, like, all these guys now, the routine starts to change. More people are on the plane. There's more media at the site. It's a little different from the routine of the regular season. How much of that, in your time, were you shielded from, or you just kind of roll with it? This is how it is. You might have people in your locker room that you normally don't have, that type of thing.
Yeah, you roll with it. You embrace it, to be honest. Like, having more people in the locker room that were celebrities, more or less, that would pop in and say, hey, great, congrats, awesome. Like, you embrace that because it's really cool. But you have to also stay grounded in what you're trying to achieve. And I think sometimes, and the reason we love March is there's upsets. Well, sometimes there's upsets because the focus is gone. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's been the case at all with Wisconsin teams. The lack of focus, I think sometimes you just have had some bad luck over the last couple of years and just the way it plays out, matchups, all that other thing. But just understanding that, yes, there's more people around, but your routine is what you need to stick with the most. And I think Greg and Bo Hey, you earned, they always say this, you earned another 40 minutes. That's always kind of been the saying. You've earned another 40 to go play. And I've loved that messaging from both those guys because that's what it is. Nothing's guaranteed. When they get done playing Saturday, they know they have 40 minutes. Now, they've done enough work to know that they probably have 80 minutes for sure, guaranteed to them.
Yes.
But the messaging is you have 40 minutes. That's it. That's all that's in front of you. And with the seniors, it hits. It really does, knowing that, you know, that's what you have in college. That's it. That's all that you have in front of you. What are you going to go do with it? And I think the toughest thing is taking that in but not changing what you've done all year long. Because sometimes you get that, and you get guys that try to do too much.
It's interesting, too, Brian, because a lot of people go back and forth. Like, how do you view the Big Ten tournament, knowing that the bigger tournament is the following week? And yet every year I go back and think, man, some of the real classic Wisconsin games were in the Big Ten tournament 10 years ago. The overtime against Michigan State, what you guys did, the comeback against Michigan State in the semis, coming back from what looked like a hopeless deficit. There is just, I mean, is it just the competitive fire that, like, once you're there, like, well, since he came down here for it, might as well go get it?
Figure about it, you know, figure everything out after. It was always the philosophy. Just, we're here to win. You're here to win a championship. That's what's in play. And you get rings, there's banners that are hung. Like, it matters. Now, I'm a firm believer that I think the regular season means more. Because it's a bigger body of work, it means you've been the best for a longer period of time. But you have a chance to go put a stamp on your program, and you have something to celebrate. You don't know what's going to happen in the NCAA tournament. So you have a chance to go out there and say, hey, we won a Big Ten champion. That's a big deal. That will always be a big deal. And I think with where we're at, does it, you know, if you play four games in 4 days, are your legs heavy? Absolutely. But nobody cares. So I'm a believer that you go win it. That's the mentality. And you deal with whatever has to happen after that.
And there is advances, I think, in knowledge of rest and recovery, too. And even, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when you played at Wisconsin. We're talking 17 years. But it just seems like the research, not just at Wisconsin, but everywhere, college, pro, there's just more knowledge of that, of how much work you need to get in, particularly when you're playing 3-4 days in a row.
No, there 100% is. I mean, you look at, there's Oura rings, there's this, there's that, there's, you know, they guys are wearing stuff on their shorts to track all the workload that they need to be doing. That's the evolution of where that's been. So for, I mean, that you take all the data in and you make sure that you use that to make sure your guys are right. And I think the nice thing as an athlete perspective is I've got the numbers in front of me. I know I'm not tired. So let's go play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, you know, like when I played, we didn't have all that information in front of us. So like our legs would be sore. Well, it's March. We've played 30 some games. They're going to be sore whether we played four games or not. Mm-hmm. Like everyone's hurting right now a little bit.
Yes.
Nobody feels fresh. So then you've got that little bag. It's a mind trick. It's a mind game that you can play with yourself. Be like, no, we're rested. We're good. Like, we've done everything we can do. Now let's go play.
Now the tough question here, because you and I talk about this every year. When you get to this time of year, people are going to be watching the Badgers in many cases for the first time, including people who are Badger fans, but they're just getting into the college basketball world. Tell us the thing that they should look for with this team. What's the most encouraging thing about this Badger team now as it wraps up the regular season on Saturday and then heads off into the postseason?
So I'm gonna give you two. I'm not going to give you one. I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
I think one first, experience. And this is a group that's old. And whether it's old in March, but they've been through battles. They've been through enough games that haven't necessarily gone their way that they've won, that they can turn it, that they can change, they can do different things. They know they want to shoot threes, but they're experienced enough to know if we don't make a lot of threes, we got to get to the rim, versus just being stubborn. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I think is probably the most important, I think experience is one, you know, B, one A, their depth. This team is a deep team. This team has the ability for guys to have night. And you can go down the list. You can have, we've had a Max Klusman game against Montana State. We've had a Carter Gilmore game against Northwestern. We've had a Kamari McGee game. I lean more towards the Rutgers game for the Kamari McGee game, but there's been other opportunities out there. You know, the John Blackwell games, there's numerous of those. John Tonji games, numerous of those. Steve Scrawl, numerous games where he's, you know, found ways to dominate. Nolan Winter, he's had a big game. So I think there's been enough guys that have stepped up at times to take advantage of their minutes and their opportunity. And I think the depth of this team, one of your guys can have a bad night and you still can win. Yeah. And John Tonji doesn't score at USC, they still win. Like, not many teams can say that.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they're poised to make a deep run in March. Now I think seeding and matchups, that'll all play a factor. We don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, no, be fun. Buckle up. Here we go. He's Brian Butch back. Close it out in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Make your reservations today.
Thursday night game as Michigan State against Iowa, and then on Friday a standalone game, one of interest to Badger fans. Purdue Boilermakers will take on Illinois down in Champaign. On Saturday, beyond the Badgers, you got Northwestern against Maryland in College Park.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE.
Shane Matt and Aaron Greg Bob.
Coming up on the show, recombobulating with Dan Schaefer. That is coming your way. Also, Pete Schwabba from Nightlight will join us to talk about the killer flaw in that movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tariffs on products imported from Mexico and Canada that seem set in stone are now on hold for a month in executive orders from President Trump. Concerns about tariffs rock Wall Street. Major indexes losing ground for the third time this week. President Trump was asked about that at the White House.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big, but the countries and companies that have been ripping us aren't particularly happy with what I'm doing.
Mr. Trump wants to make it harder for political opponents to sue his administration. He signed a measure directing the Justice Department to ask judges to require litigants to post money. Orlando, Palm Beach, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale airports are under ground stops due to space launch debris from a Starship rocket from Elon Musk's SpaceX company. Launched from Texas, engines flamed out, contact was lost. Nobody on board. This is ABC News.